Last year, in our science course, we had two classes for the third-year students. In April, when school started, we saw little difference between the two. By the end of December, however, we saw some differences in their progress in school. There must be not a few reasons for the differences. But I think one of the greatest reasons was whether they had formed good friendships. When I was in high school, students used to help one another. There was a great deal of information that students needed to know: how to study, which books to choose as their reference books, how to write report papers that would please teachers, and so on. I found that this information was conveyed only through the network of friendships among the students. Of course, some everyday advice came through this network, too. One hot afternoon, a history teacher saw me yawning secretly in his class. He told me to come to the teacher's room after class. When I was leaving for the room, one of my friends whispered to me, "He often preaches. No matter what he says, you had better lower your head and say only, 'Yes, sir,' from time to time." However, he didn't preach to me. He wanted to know what I thought about his class. According to a newspaper article a month ago, an entrance exam preparatory school teacher advised his students, "It is wrong to make friends with someone next to you. He is also your rival." I hope his students didn't take his advice literally. He wanted each of them to work as hard as any other. Friendship is the most important element in school life. Without it, we cannot live our school life to the full.